As the deadline looms for the ban of under-16s on social media, teenagers have been sharing advice and methods online on how to circumvent the ban when it comes into effect on December 10. Recently, videos have emerged on TikTok of teenagers suggesting using a parent's email for a login or claiming that their account is managed by mum to avoid losing their accounts. Maeve Groom asked Professor Michael Dezioani from the School of Communications at the Queensland University of Technology why young people are so quick to find loopholes in the impending ban.
I think it's inevitable that when you put a barrier in front of young people in relation to the digital world, they will want to overcome that barrier. So young people want to be on social media. They get a lot of pleasure from being on social media. They get to hang out with their friends and share ideas and learn from each other. And so it's just kind of natural that they will want to continue to do that. And if someone sort of puts up a barrier to that, it becomes a bit of a challenge in a way to overcome that barrier.
There's recently been a flurry of videos on TikTok of some teenagers sharing advice on how to get around the ban. Some of these include using a parent's email for the login, claiming that the account is managed by mum, and using a parent's or someone older than them's profile picture. What does this tell us about the digital literacy of young people and the way they understand social media?
Yeah, I mean, I think that young people often have very good digital skills, and they come up with clever ways to get around things that might be trying to block them. They might not always be doing things that we would want them to do. So obviously, if you have young people who are using their parents' details without their permission, then I guess that's a problem and something that we should discourage, really. But having said that, you know, young people are pretty savvy about digital technologies. They do have the skills. They have a lot of knowledge about the digital world, and they've also learnt to share those ideas with each other on the digital platform. So if one young person works out how to do something, then they're easily able to share that with their friends, and you know, then kind of spread those hacks, I suppose.
How realistic is it that enforcing a social media ban for under-16s will actually work? Is this the classic case of the more you tell a teenager they can't do something, the more they will find ways to do it?
Yeah, I do think that's right. I think even if they are successfully kind of taken off the main social media platforms, if that ends up being possible, and you know, there's no guarantee that it will be possible, but if it is possible, young people will just find other spaces to go to. They will inevitably find other messaging services or other social media platforms where they can hang out with their friends. And it's likely also that people will produce new kinds of platforms as alternative spaces and promote those as places where young people can go where they're not going to be impacted by the ban. So I don't think there's any way in which this ban will actually stop young people from being online or being part of digital culture. And in that sense, it kind of it will be a failure in terms of meeting the objectives that it's setting out to achieve.
Major platforms, including Meta, which obviously owns Instagram and Facebook, have already started to restrict content accessible to teenagers while bringing in stricter parental controls. The Australian government expects that this would include measures for identifying teenagers trying to bypass the ban. Do you think the platforms being directly involved will make any difference?
I mean, I think the platforms are probably starting to do anything they can to show that they're trying to be responsible and that they are doing what they can to manage the users on their platforms. I mean, I don't think, you know, with them just restricting particular content for a certain age of user right now, I don't think that that is going to stop the government from including them in the ban necessarily, although it's possible that Meta will turn around and argue that because they've brought these elements into their system that they're no longer covered by the ban possibly. Maybe that's what they're trying to do. It's a little bit unclear though if that would work as a strategy.
Professor Michael Desiuani from the School of Communications at the Queensland University of Technology and Chief Investigator for ARC Centre of Excellence for the Digital Child, speaking there with Maeve Groom.